Sirota's Daily Reading, Episode 774, April 30th, 2026. Adi Osmani has a piece this week on what happens when AI agents stop being a single conversation and become something that runs for hours, days, or even weeks. The dominant mental model for the past couple of years has been the chat window. You type a goal, watch tokens stream by, and stop when the context window fills up or the agent declares victory prematurely. That got us pretty far, but it has a ceiling. The model forgets. It reintroduces a bug it fixed 9 turns ago. It says task complete when it isn't. Long-running agents are what comes next, and Osmani maps out the 3 walls every implementation hits. Finite context. Even a 1,000,000-token window fills. And context rot kicks in well before the hard limit. No persistent state. Each new session starts blank, like engineers showing up to a project with no knowledge of what the last shift accomplished. And no self-verification. Models reliably grade their own work too generously. Asked, "Are you done?" They say yes, more often than they should. The 3 major labs have converged on similar shapes of answers, but with very different surface area. Anthropic describes a brain, hands, and session split, where the session is an append-only event log that makes the agent recoverable even if a container crashes mid-run. Cursor ships a 3-role system. Planners that explore the code base and emit tasks, workers that focus on execution and don't coordinate with each other, and judges that decide when an iteration is actually finished. Google, at Cloud Next, folded Vertex AI into the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform and productized long-running agents with named SLAs, sessions with custom IDs that map to your CRM, and a memory bank for long-term curated memory. The pattern across all 3 is the same. State lives outside the agent, sessions are durable, generation is separated from evaluation. You can build a working version of this in an evening with a bash script and a JSON file. Most of what the big labs have productized is the work of making that pattern recoverable, secure, and observable at scale. Hugging Face has a post on a problem that isn't getting nearly enough attention. Evaluation costs are scaling non-linearly. And we're approaching a point where independent benchmarking becomes structurally impossible outside the major labs. The Holistic Agent Leaderboard spent about $40,000 running 21,730 agent rollouts across 9 models and 9 benchmarks. A single GAIA run on a frontier model can cost nearly $2,800 before caching. Exgentic ran a sweep across agent configurations and found a 33 times cost spread on identical tasks. The variance comes from scaffold choices, not the model itself. Here's the part that should worry the field. Static benchmarks compress beautifully. You can reduce Helm by 100 to 200 times and preserve the ranking. Agent benchmarks don't. You get 2 to 3.5 times compression at best before you lose fidelity. And training in the loop benchmarks. Things like Paperbench, where the agent has to replicate a published paper from scratch, resist compression almost completely because the thing being evaluated is the trained model itself. The Well, a scientific ML benchmark, spends about 960 H100 hours evaluating a single new architecture. Evaluation compute now exceeds training compute in some corners of ML, reversing the old mental model entirely. HAL has actually paused new model evaluations to focus on reliability. The headline accuracy numbers still carry too much noise, and reducing that noise costs real money. If only frontier lab budgets can produce statistically credible benchmark numbers, then evaluating AI systems becomes concentrated inside the same labs that build them. External validation becomes partial and sometimes absent. DX has a longitudinal study across more than 400 engineering organizations over 16 months. The headline finding, as AI tool usage increased by an average of 65%, median PR throughput went up by